Přeji krásný den všem. Moje jméno je Eliška a tímto bych vám chtěla poděkovat, že jste si pustili dnešní podcast. Jsem nadšená Úča, která miluje svou práci, což je výuka angličtiny. A protože se nemůžu rozkrájet a učit všechny na světě, začala jsem tvořit online výukový obsah, který je dostupný pro všechny. Najdete mě zde na podcastech jako Výuka a je Plzeň a pod stejným jménem i na Instagramu, kde jsem úplně nejaktivnější, nebo na Facebooku. Pokud ale posloucháte podcasty, rozhodně by vám neměl uniknout můj blog www.výukaajapomlčkaplzeň.cz/blog, kde najdete zpravidla buď přepisy všech podcastů, nebo dodatečné poznámky či vypsanou slovní zásobu. V každém blogovém článku ale zaručeně najdete domácí úkol, který slouží jako dodatečné procvičení k probrané problematice. Pokud vám nestačí můj online obsah, můžete si se mnou domluvit i lekci, pokud jste z Plzně. Skype konzultace nejsou vyloučené, ale vždy preferuji face-to-face kontakt. Veškeré informace najdete rovněž na mých webových stránkách. Všechny zmíněné odkazy vždy najdete v popisku videa. A to už je ale na úvod vše a let's get started. Tak, ahoj, zdravím vás ještě jednou a tentokrát znovu u podcastu na téma interview. Do dnešního podcastu jsem si v uvozovkách pozvala Verču Emču, což je autorka stejnojmenného blogu, podcastu a Instagramu. A jestli její podcast ještě neznáte, tak rozhodně máte co dohánět, protože ona začala natáčet, myslím si, že v lednu nebo někdy v zimě. A já už jsem její věrná odběratelka od prvního podcastu. A věřte mi, že jsou to podcasty, které si určitě užijete a pokud jste stejný milovník podcastu jako já, tak mi budete děkovat ještě dlouho, že jsem vám pomohla ji vůbec objevit. A ona je právě člověk, který mě inspiroval v tom vůbec s podcasty začít, protože jak jsem říkala, tolik mě to zaujalo, že jsem sama dostala chuť tvořit. A dneska mám teda tu čest vám o ní prostřednictvím tohoto rozhovoru říct trošku více. Verča se anglicky na škole úplně pořádně nenaučila, ale rozhodla se přijmout takovou vízu a to začít pracovat pro irskou HR agenturu. Tím pádem její angličtina byla víc než třeba a ona skutečně svoji úroveň pozvedla. A dneska se s vámi i mimo jiné podělí o to, jak se jí to povedlo a jak toho dosáhla. A mimo jiné, ona je i moje kolegyně v uvozovkách, neboť vystudovala pedagogickou školu a pár let se živila jako učitelka na základní škole, tak jsem si neodpustila ani pár otázek na to téma a proč hlavně s učením skončila a přesídlila na jinou kariéru. Nicméně, nebudu už zdržovat, pustíme se rovnou do toho. A jak už je zvykem, začneme s otázkami, které vám pomůžou ověřit si, jak dobře následnému rozhovoru budete rozumět. Znovu jenom ještě předtím hodím sem disclaimer, že všechno namlouvám já. S Verčou jsme udělali pouze písemný rozhovor a tento podcast slouží jenom jako zvuková stopa k článku, který najdete na www.výukaajapomlčkaplzeň.cz. Pro ty, kteří nemají třeba časy tento článeček přečíst a nebo naopak rádi poslouchají podcasty v autě, na cestě a tak podobně. Tak a teď už konečně jdeme na to. Otázka číslo 1. Does Verča consider social media somewhat a big compliment of her career life? What does she say about herself? Považuje Verča sociální média tím velkým komplementem jejího kariérního života? A co o sobě říká? Druhá otázka. Why did she become a podcast host? Proč se stala, jak to říct, moderátorkou podcastu? Question number 3. Why does she need English at work? Was it a problem that her English didn't used to be perfect and good enough for her position? Proč potřebuje angličtinu v práci? Byl to problém, že její angličtina nebyla dost dobrá na tu pozici? Number 4. What is the key when you want to make progress in English, in her opinion? Co je ten klíč k tomu udělat progres v angličtině, dle jejího názoru? How does she learn new words? Jak se učí nová slovíčka? What situation did she find herself in when she was really grateful that she was able to speak English? V jaké situaci se nacházela, když byla velmi vděčná, že byla schopná se domluvit anglicky? What does she criticize about the way children are taught at schools and why? co kritizuje na způsobu, jakým jsou děti učeni ve škole a proč. And what are the top three life rules she lives by and why? Jaké jsou její tři životní pravidla, řekněme, dle kterých žije a proč? To by bylo k otázkám, ale nadále už budu pokračovat bez překládání, takže pokud je v textu něco, čemu nebudete rozumět, a nebo případně byste se rovnou chtěli vrhnout k té možnosti zároveň poslouchat a zároveň číst, tak samozřejmě celý rozhovor máte na blogu, takže ho tam najdete pod stejným názvem, jako je tento podcast. A rozhodně vám ho doporučuji, protože mimo něj tam také najdete výpis slovní zásoby, otázky k diskuzi a gramatickou mini lekci. Otázka číslo 1. Hello Veru, thanks again for agreeing on doing this interview. I've been following you on social media for some time now, but some of my students and others might have never heard of you. Could you briefly introduce yourself, what you enjoy doing in your free time? A Verčina odpověď. Hi Eliška, thank you very much for inviting me to do this interview. I really appreciate that you are one of my followers, but I also realize that I am more unknown person who does social media for fun. So this is the way I'd like to describe myself. Just a normal girl who works, has a cat and also does some stuff on social media just for fun. Wow, this is gonna be terrible. Kolikrát se ještě přeřeknu, než rozmotám jazyk. Další otázka. I have chosen you because you were the reason why I've started doing podcasts in the first place. You are yourself a host of your own podcast, Čas kávičky. Can you tell us about your podcast beginnings? Why did you start recording podcasts? What is your podcast actually about and what is it like to be a podcaster? Verčina odpověď. I'm really happy that you've started your own podcast because I think it is a good thing for you and for your listeners too. And it's great that I could be part of your motivation. When it comes to my beginnings, it was a little bit hard because for podcasting you need some IT skills, which I didn't have. So I needed to study these things on the internet. But after a few articles, I realized that it is not such a big deal. After 1 week, my first episode was out and I was happy. I started doing my own podcast, especially because I like listening to podcasts myself. And a few of my YouTube followers texted me time that they are listening to my videos as podcasts as well. So I told myself that doing my own episodes is a good idea and then I started my own podcast. Otázka číslo 3. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you work for an Irish company. That means you have to communicate in English on a daily basis. What are the pros and cons of working in a multinational company? What are some of the struggles you come across when it comes to English at your work? Do you ever feel insecure when you have to speak English and some of your supervisors are listening? How do you deal with that? A Verčina odpověď. Yes, that is correct. I work for an Irish personal agency. We have two colleagues who are not Czech, so I communicate in English on a daily basis. Beginnings were really hard for me because till that time I have never communicated in English that often. But after a few months and some team buildings, it was fine. There are many pros to working for an international company. First of many is English communication, which I have mentioned. I've learned so much during the past years. We are in touch with colleagues from Budapest or Dublin, so it is really exciting. I think there are lots of opportunities everywhere, and a big con is that it still is a corporate company, and that makes it sometimes a little bit chaotic, but you know, there is another chance to learn something new, for example, handle the chaos. Další otázka. According to one of your podcasts, you were a false beginner when you applied for your current job position. Why do you think you were still a false beginner after studying English for so many years at school? Were you afraid that your English for the new job position wouldn't be good enough? How did your job help you to progress in English so much? What were some of the initial problems you had to face? A Verčina odpověď. I think that the reason why there are so many people still falls beginners is that there is a lot of theory taught at schools, but no speaking. If you want to learn something, you have to practice it. For example, in English, you need to speak. It's great to know all the grammar rules, but if you don't practice them in your life, it's a pity. From my perspective, this is also the reason why there are so many people afraid to speak English after they have left school. For studying a language, speaking is highly important, and I learned English during my first year in agency only by speaking. My English wasn't that good for my position, but after a few months, I realized that it's not such a big deal. And after all, my colleagues were really helpful. Další otázka. What are the best ways of improving your language skills, in your opinion? Which have you personally tried? Which worked the best for you? On the other hand, what are the ways of studying that doesn't work that well? Why do some people study a language for 8 plus years and are still not able to use it? Verčina odpověď. As I've mentioned in the previous answer, practice is the key. If you are studying a language, you have to speak as much as you can. I've never tried any method of studying English, but I've seen many movies or TV shows in English, and I also translate some of texts of my favorite songs just for fun. I think that this is the reason why I have such a wide range of vocabulary. It's because of this translating. And then my favorite method is to go outside with my English-speaking friends and just talk. This is the best practice. Další otázka. Do you think that being able to speak English and understand it is important these days? Why should people make the effort to learn English? Verčina odpověď. Yes, I think that English is really important for us and it's really important to understand it. I also studied French and German, and I've gotta say that English is still super easy. For me, it is also a nice and funny language, possibly because my favorite movies and music is in English. People should study this language because it is everywhere, on TV, in books, and also more and more on our streets. When you go on vacation, English is also really helpful when you need to communicate. When I was in New York with my boyfriend this year and he was sick, we went to a doctor and he could help us just because I could communicate in English. And honestly, don't know what we would have done if I couldn't have spoken in English. It would have all been harder and more complicated. Další otázka. And there goes my last question about languages, and then I'll move on to more general questions. What is your message to all the people that are currently struggling to learn a language and are seeking for motivation to keep going? Do you think that there are people who really can't learn a language and are too stupid for it? Verčina odpověď. I think that everybody can learn anything, but they need to find their own effective method for studying. For someone, it could be translating, for someone else, it could be listening to English podcasts. But in general, I think that speaking is also highly important. So if you are struggling with English, it's important to realize why you want to learn it. Motivation is super important when you study something, so I can recommend focusing on your goal. Even in life, there are some parts which are more fun and less fun, and it is the same when you learn something. Další otázka. I could technically say that you are my colleague because you have a degree in education. How come you are not a teacher? What was the whole experience of studying and pedagogical school like? You and I share a very similar opinion on the Czech school system. What would you change about it to make it more effective? A odpověď. I was a teacher for 3 years and it was a great experience. But I think that teaching 30 children in one room is not a good approach, especially at the first level of elementary school. At this school age, having children's attention is super important, and also you create their attitude towards studying as well. So I think that if you give children your full attention and you show them funny ways how to study, you can teach them to learn something. You can't give your full attention to the whole class if there are 30 children in it. So I would change the number of students in the class if I could. Then I also think that system of education for future teachers is also needed. More practical lessons, less hard historical studies. Future teachers need to know how to work with children, how to communicate with parents in difficult situations, and so on. This kind of stuff you can't find in the books. Další otázka. One of the reasons I follow you and your journey via social media is your life philosophy, which is very similar to mine. What are the top three life rules you live by and why? A odpověď? Well, first of all is don't dream your life, live your dreams. Then another simple one word rule is karma. And finally, do everything that makes you happy unless it means hurting other people or other living beings. A moje poslední otázka. And lastly, I have a few this or that questions for you. I'd appreciate if you could choose one of the options and explain why have you made that decision. Cats or dogs? Cats, of course. Coffee or tea? Coffee. Summer holiday or winter holiday? Winter holiday. Being rich and ugly or poor and beautiful? Well, this is a hard one. I've decided to create my own answer, so poor and happy. Big party or small gathering? Small gathering. Book or movie? Movie. City or countryside? Countryside. Netflix or YouTube? Netflix, because of Stranger Things. Páni, to jsem to dneska sfoukla rychle. Ale moc jsem si to užila a prostřednictvím tohohle ještě jednou Verče děkuju, že byla ochotná si najít čas a odpovědět na všechny moje otázky. A vás ještě teď nalákám na ten blogový článek, pokud jste ho ještě neotevřeli, protože v něm vysvětluji, jaký je rozdíl mezi also, to a as well. A to by bylo ode mě pro dnešek všechno. Mějte se krásně a budu se těšit u dalšího podcastu. Ahoj!